Hello, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm super excited to be here today talking to Addie Beal. You have such a long intro, but it's all such cool stuff. One of the main reasons we're talking today is because you're a spiritual weight loss guide. You are host of the Heart Sing podcast. You're a Chopra certified meditation instructor, a motivational speaker, and the chief inspiration officer at Namaslayer. So, you know, just all those things. No big deal.
Piece of cake.
Piece of cake. So welcome today. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Renee. There's nowhere I'd rather be. Anytime I can be in your presence and is a time well spent. So thanks for having me.
I want to start off with the spiritual weight loss. I love this. It's fascinating. So how did your journey into this start?
Oh my gosh. With a lot of denial at first, of course, but I always say I started in what I call my 300 pound ball of misery. You know, it was that moment the universe was like bringing me my come to Jesus moment, as some people would say, right? Where I had left work. I was in corporate America. I came back to the mainland from Hawaii, where I had this great job, this house on the ocean, all of this. My mom was dying of cancer, and I came back to take care of her and left my youngest child across the ocean with her father, and just like was in a ball of stress. Started a really stressful job back here in Arizona, and just was eating and drinking my emotions and feelings away. And one day the work stress got a lot, and I went home and I did a Game of Thrones binge. Renee, you know, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Yes.
If you haven't had a Game of Thrones binge yet,
you haven't lived. If you haven't had a Game of Thrones binge.
It's there for you when you need like your ball of misery. So I started that, and somewhere it was like around day three of that binge, this voice, and I just looked at myself all of a sudden, and I'm like, I saw my father, who was morbidly obese, over 800 pounds. And they literally had to cut the door out of the house to get his body out. And I saw myself in that moment. And I saw him and myself in that moment. And this voice in me just said, get up. You know, this is not you, get up. And I didn't know what I was going to do, but that I was going to seek. And I didn't know I was going to get this torn up about this, but that I was going to seek and do it no matter what. And I went to find weight loss surgery, Renee. I went because I just had like given up, but I knew that this weight to me, that physical weight that I had sought my whole life, like, you know, this health thing, that health thing. And listen, diets have taught me a lot about health and wellness, you know, but also a lot about that they don't necessarily work, right? Like a diet thing. So I had just felt like I just can't do it anymore. And so I went to a weight loss clinic, and you have to wait 6 months and see a nutrition. And they send you to like this 20-year-old girl that like knows Renee. Like I knew what she knew, and like this pinky, like way back in 1980. And it wasn't even like real. It wasn't even good stuff. I'm like, are you effing kidding me? I'm like, if this was my problem, like that I didn't know how to eat, I wouldn't be here. And now you're telling me I got to wait 6 months so that you can educate me. I was like, so that just wasn't going to happen. Right. So I was like pretending to go, but I was seeking. Right. And I went to a keto doctor, and I remember like finally feeling some hope, but also like I had to go for these blood tests and I might die. And I was like, well, that doesn't sound any better than getting cut open. And so then meditation fell into my lap. And I was like, oh, that looks like a cult. And there's a whole story leading up to how I got there. But I ended up going to a mantra-based meditation intro course, in much like, you know, what I do now. And I went and I listened, and the guy said, if you do this twice a day for the next year, you'll not be the same person. And I was like, well, friggin' sign me up, right? Like, yes. That's all I got to do is sit still for twice a day. Are you kidding me? So there you go. Right. So I started that, and then I started to fall, and then the universe started to bring me things like through that stillness. And I started getting out to my mountain, and I started listening to life coach things and learning all this mind work and getting back into personal growth that I had stopped growing. Right. I had stopped dreaming. And long story short, right. So it really started on that physical journey of I need to lose weight. And I think people find me because of that, right? I've lost over 110 pounds now, and people find me because of my physical transformation. But like, I'm like, they think they're coming in to get skinny, and then they come in, I'm like, oh, here we go, sister, because it's so good. It is so good when you start to see, when you put the emphasis on what we do want, like what you teach and what you're so great at giving us, you know, the abundance coaching on seeking what you do want, not what you don't want, not seeking the solution to the fat, seeking the solution to the magic of my life, you know?
That's good. That's real good.
Yeah. So that's how, and then I started sharing publicly live on Facebook. I started sharing my journey because I asked my future self. I asked up on that mountain in the stillness one day while all the butterflies were flocking and, you know, and our mutual acquaintance or good friend, not acquaintance, Babs, Mary, I would Marco Polo her and I'd be like, oh my God. And I'd be like, could you see these butterflies? It was insane. They were like everywhere and coyotes would walk up to me and all of these things would happen. And so I'm in this high vibration. I'm in this awakened, like my beginning of my awakening, right? Where everything is just magic and the world is like lit. Right. And, I asked, I'm like, what should I do now? You know, what would my future self do now? And all the future self work. And it was like, well, if I knew I was going to be that 162 pound girl, 2 years, 3 years, a year, whatever it is from now, if I truly believed, I would start telling everyone now how I'm doing it. And so I went on Facebook Live and I told on my personal page, I did what I called coming out of my weight loss closet. And I was so nervous. And I was like, hi, I'm Addie. And I'm here to tell you that I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to show you all how. And everyone was like, yay. And then, you know, I built the sisterhood and now and left corporate America, bought an RV, been traveling the country and just building the life of my dreams from that understanding, taking that physical aspect of it, which is the portal, right? Like our physical self can be the portal to this inner self in so many ways. And they're so connected. And through that, it being a spiritual weight loss journey. And I think true transformation really is, especially with the weight loss. And this is why only 1% of people are successful, because they don't take the spiritual journey. They just take the exterior, right? I'm going to take this pill and that pill and eat these things, which look, nutrition is very important. I think it matters what we put into our body. We are what we eat on a cellular level. But I think it also is that because you want to be more connected, you know?
Right, right. Yeah. So for you, weight loss is kind of your portal, not kind of, it is your portal into the spiritual realm. That's so fascinating to me because I have had this conversation with multiple people recently. One of them, their portal into spirituality was time. You know, I use money because that seems to be, everybody wants more money. Then you get in there and you realize, oh, it's not the money I want. Yes. It's, you know, it's all the other stuff that I think money's going to bring. You know, that or yes.
So yes.
Isn't it fascinating how we all have our individual portals into spirituality? One of my clients, gambling is her portal. And she had some work to do around that, but that has led her to the work. So fascinating about yours being weight loss.
Yes. Yes. And isn't that the truth, Renee? And it can come from so many ways. And, you know, at one point, I really thought it was alcohol for me, because I think they are entwined. And, you know, but it just wasn't something I was as passionate talking about because of my history, I think. You know what I mean? I am much more passionate like with the weight because of my father and my mother. And you look back at that, all those things that led you to it, you being an expert in the money, right? Like me, like seeking this health thing my whole life, because I didn't want to be
right
like my dad, you know, as much as I wanted to be like him in many ways. He was a great person, but you know, it was, And how our lives all set us up to reach different people. And the more of us that find our voice and share it and share these portals in, oh my God, we're just going to light this world up, Renee. We're all light warriors. Oh my God.
Isn't it so exciting?
I just got it. Did you?
Yes. That's good. That's so good. Now, we had talked before about being a spiritual leader. And I know that we have similar feelings about that at one point, like, how ridiculous is this? So can you tell me a little bit again about your accepting being a spiritual leader?
Yes, and I want to hear yours now, too. Will you share, too?
Yeah, so, you go first.
Okay, I had started doing the Magic Morning Pages, you know, this 3 pages of stream of conscious writing, and somewhere in them, you get in flow and your pen will take over and my guides will talk to me through there. And I know I can talk to your audience about this and my audience too. So yeah. Like, you know, some people are like, what, Slayer, your pen's taken over.
Fine.
The pen will write itself. And so it's writing and it's telling me all this great stuff about myself and how I'm not thinking big enough yet. And I'm like, not thinking big enough. I'm going to leave my job. I'm creating a sisterhood. I'm leading people. What do you mean I'm not thinking big enough? And it's like, you're a spiritual leader. And I was like, I am not a spiritual leader. I wrote it like in hard pen across the thing and I slammed my notebook shut. And I was like, I am not a spiritual leader. And it came from my resistance to religion. I was raised a Christian Scientist, which gave me a lot of inside portals and into what I do now, right? Because you can't probably find a more spiritual religion as far as they go as than Christian Science. But I was also ostracized a lot, right? Because it was, we were weirdos. We didn't go to doctors. We believed in mind over matter and all of this stuff, right? So, and my mom, you know, everyone would make fun of my mom for always like studying so hard. So I had all this resistance to it. And oh my God, Renee, I think it took me about a year and a half. And still I talk about it in the podcast about being able to say God, right? Like instead of just universe, life force, energy, like, so that people, I was real worried that people didn't think I was some born again Christian. I had these images in my head for some reason. And not that there's nothing wrong with any religion. I just didn't understand that they can be separate, that you can be spiritual and not religious, and you can be religious and not spiritual, because there sure is a heck of a lot of that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Right. So did I answer the question? So I have finally owned I'm a spiritual leader. And that's what it was like. Just own it's spiritual weight loss. Just own it's a spiritual journey. And this is what you're leading because it is. It's that path inside.
Well, and I think the owning it was part for me too. In my previous life, I did mortgages. I owned a mortgage company and I would do talks and nobody wants to hear about God dang mortgages. So I would do talks about spirituality and law of attraction, you know, and I would be out eating somewhere in Portland, eating dinner or out at a show or something. And people would come up to me and say, I saw you talk and you said such and such, and it changed my life. And I was just like, okay, well, this happened enough times where I started to be like, oh my goodness, this wasn't just one, you know, weirdo in the audience that I said something that was probably a joke and they took it the wrong way. And it started to be like, oh, maybe I do have something worthy to share. Maybe I do. So it was that, like you, owning it. Like, yes, I do have something of value to share. I do have these gifts. And I think that there's a lot of us right now, especially with our awakening that's happening on this planet. Thank you, COVID, part of it.
Yes.
That so many of us right now are owning our gifts.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And it's so cool. That's how the change happens. We all start to own our gifts and then the shift happens.
Yes. And then as we own our gifts and we share our voices, more people hear maybe they hear your abundance voice, or they hear my weight loss voice, or, and that's their portal. And all of a sudden they're learning, and they're sharing, and then they're lighting up all the people in their lives, right? Like, how many people have you changed in your life just from them seeing your changes?
Exactly. And we go back to that whole thing, like, you have to be the change. And, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, I get it, but you have to be the change so other people see you being the change on a Facebook Live when you're like, I'm going to lose weight. This is how I'm going to do it. And then that's how the change is done. Being it, living it, sharing it.
Oh my God. You just, you know, it's my tagline. Believe, become, be.
Of course it is.
Of course it is, Renee. Of course it is. Why don't you just crawl inside my mind? Like, why are we even filming this? You could have just channeled me.
It wouldn't have been as fun though.
Yeah, that's true. This would be more entertaining on a replay anyway.
So don't you just love, since we're on the topic of coincidences and signs, I know for you, that is a big thing, not just for you, everybody, but I think so many of us aren't even aware of what's going on to even recognize the signs. So how do they show up for you?
Oh my God, Renee, everywhere, right? When I am in tune, when I'm in alignment, everywhere. When I'm not in alignment, I struggle to see them. And, you know, I just wrote to myself this morning, I wrote, what is most important, right? This, your signs or fatty foods and wine? What is most important? Because when my body is out of alignment, I don't see the signs. Like, they don't, like, the universe does not want me to do these things. It just does not. So what is most important? Would I rather live this radiant, full life where they're like pop up everywhere and I'm full of light and love? Or would I rather eat that chocolate cake or stay out too late, hanging out with my friends, you know, living it up? Like, it's like a complete lifestyle change. And it goes back to becoming, like, who I'm choosing to become, like, intentionally making those choices that serve my highest self, that allow me to stay in alignment. And then I see them everywhere. Like, I talked about being in alignment on the mountain and the butterflies flocking to me, and the, being sober, sobriety, right? And I'm not talking like the difference between like drinking like a couple, like fists of vodka or something, and like a couple of drinks. Even a couple of drinks dulls my shine. You know, it just does. And like, if you choose to drink it and you know that, then so be it. And it does the same thing to your microbiome, to, if we go from a health standpoint. So anyhow, like being in alignment, butterflies, like, and when my mom was going through death and I was going through this big rebirth, and I would start to see these crows everywhere, and the crows are still around me. I'll see them come when I'm having big shifts in my life. And then I'll see butterflies and hummingbirds everywhere. Like in the places, like all of a sudden I'll be like, there's a hummingbird. I just got lit right now talking about this. Other simple things, like when I was in RVing up in Michigan and I was like, huh, you know, I really need to get some paint to touch up the RV. I need that Sherwin-Williams paint. And I had been going to this coffee shop up the street, and I looked up and I'm like, oh, it's a Sherwin-Williams store, like right next door to me. And it's just like, things are just easy. This brings me to my new thought this week. This happened because I had a week full of signs. Okay. And you're just, you know how I talk, Renee. So if you got to like, just throw your hands up if you got to interrupt me. But I came up with this new thought. And as soon as I started thinking this new thought, because I've really been I practice a new thought, and it's in the Me First guide I created, where we work on this new thought, because your thoughts create your feelings and your actions. So you are what you think, basically. So we work on this thought until you become it. And I've been trying to find my thought for, I'm free of attachment to things, food, wine, thoughts, people, all of this. I'm free from attachment, because that's my next level. That's the next level of future self, Namaslayer. And, but like, no one walks around thinking I'm free from attachment. I'm like, so what's the thought? And so you're going to appreciate this, right? I was like, because Slayer is not going to walk around saying I'm free from attachment. My new thought is, holy shit, it's all so easy.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
It's also easy.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. And it's also easy.
It's so fucking easy, right? It's like,
it really is.
It's like they just start like numbers, even we were talking about in my post the other day, 717 kept coming up. And I'm on a Facebook Live going, okay, you guys, this is 100 million times this 717's come up. It's got to mean something. What does it mean? And sure enough, it's about intuition and your inner guide and trusting this, these doors of the universe in your science, right? Basically. Yes. Yes. And then I turn on one of your middle of your podcasts I have been listening to. It was about intuition, right? The whole thing was, and I was like, whoa, okay. And then I post an emoji and it's 717. I'm like, you can't even make this stuff up.
Yeah. If this was a movie script, nobody would buy it. They'd be like, it's too cheesy. Nope. Nobody will believe this, but this is how it works. And when you are in the flow and you're living in the ease, you see signs everywhere. So one of the things that I noticed, because you know me, I go for a walk and part of my signs are finding money. I find money every single fucking day. I'm like a money magnet. I attract it. So if I go on a walk and I don't find any money, I'm like, what's going on? So that is my little, I don't even know what you would call it, a sign that I'm not as much in the flow as I think that I am. And so if I'm not finding any money, I'm going back and I'm doing the things. I'm doing my meditation. I'm doing, you know, my reading. I'm doing all of the things that I need to do to get me back in there. So if you are not seeing signs, that is another sign that you are not in the flow.
Yes, exactly. Because it becomes the point where you're like, okay, I got to look that up, right? Like, oh, totally. It's like, because they're everywhere. And I noticed that with nature. I think that's like my big one, Renee. Like I talked about the butterfly and the hummingbirds and the crows. And when I don't see animals and first of all, sometimes it'll happen because I'm like, huh, have you even been outside the rig from your creations to see Nature Slayer?
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Have you? Especially once it gets hot in Arizona. So I had to start getting up at 4 a.m. And that really caused this big shift for me, like getting back up and being that, we call it the 5AC, the 5 a.m. club, but now it's 4 a.m. because I'm in Arizona and it is hot and you can't get to the mountain at 5 because you're already dying. You know? So anyhow, seeing nature, that's a big one for me, but, even like opportunities or, you know, it's no mistake that I'm speaking to you, the abundance guidance guru on the week that I'm having full of abundance. I just got a free trip to Hawaii. A free trip to Hawaii this week, Renee.
Oh, I know.
I just can't even. And it was as soon as I had that thought and I changed my thought about self-worth and charging what I'm valued, right? Like undercharging my value and often not charging at all. And look, I believe in doing a lot of free things. I think because that's my message, like the podcast is all free. All of that stuff is free, but then all of this time I put into things like really charging my value, right? Like, and I mean, I made a lot of money, like you made a lot of money in your other, but you're an abundance coach and I'm weight loss, right? So I'm like, so this is why I'm like, I need my Renee sessions, you know?
And well, even the idea that it's possible. So, and that's what I think a lot of, especially, I don't know, I'm going to talk about coaches right now, is this idea that I've got to charge for every single thing that I do, which that's coming from a place of lack.
Right.
So I can totally understand why you're giving things away for free. But with that, then is the other side, which is you need to charge what you are worth. So if you, because I give stuff away all the time because I like to be in the flow. The more I give away, the more that I get. The more I give away, the more that I get. And it just makes me feel really good to give stuff away too. So, but even believing that it's possible that you can win a trip to Hawaii. I won a trip to the spa once, like $10,000 spa week that I won one time. I win shit all. It's gotten to the point where I can't even go when they have free drawings. I won't put my name in if I don't want the stuff because I don't want to win it. It's like, I don't know what I'm going to do with that.
Good. It's so good. And listen, this is a shadow so many of us women struggle with, is this self-worth. And I saw it in corporate America, and we could probably talk about that topic forever too, about as women learning to trust our intuition again, after we spent 20 years in corporate America, having it shoved down by the man, right? Like, or all the, just the different energy where it wasn't acceptable. And I think that's changing. Actually, it was changing in the corporation I was in, where people were being vulnerable, was, thank you, Brene Brown, right? It was becoming more acceptable and something they taught and something you saw from higher up. But
so let's talk a little bit about that, about trusting our inner guidance system. You know, I know that you're an expert at that, especially with all the growth that you've done, like following the signs, following the clues, following your intuition and trusting it. So what are some pointers or tips or something that you can give us about that?
Renee, hardest thing is to just stay true to listening and trusting yourself, because outside influence will bring you down any chance it can if you're not strong in your own belief, in your own practice of yourself. And this is why, like, the whole process I created in that, like, for me, my routine, if you will, you know, like doing a physical, like quick stretch or whatever, the yoga, the meditation, I write every morning, I self-reflect every morning, getting in nature, like really being in tune with my, because it puts me in touch with my guidance system. When I don't do those things, I'm so out of touch with myself. It's all outside influence. It's all the self-doubt. It's all, you should do this, you should do that, you should do this. I am on no path anyone has set out anywhere. This is a path you cannot take a course on, because I am being guided. I am being guided. And when I don't know what to do, I say, I get to my mat. I have this, what I call the magic carpet over here. And it's like this beautiful oriental rug. A friend of mine was in the Middle East and it shipped. And so I just get on this silk and I just get in child's pose and I like do a little prayer hands and I say, how can I serve? And I wait. And it's uncomfortable, Renee. You know how many times I want to quit? This is a thing. No one thinks I live in fear. Of course I do. I have the same brain situation everyone else has, you know? But I do these things to set myself up to live in love and not fear on the days I take care of me. And when I don't take care of me first, what happens? All the other stuff comes flooding in. And this is why we have to fill our cups, so we can hear that inner guidance.
Yes. And a good point about the waiting, because I think especially as Americans, we don't want to wait for our food. You know, if we're in the fast food line and it's not fast enough, we get mad. So that being in the void, it's uncomfortable. And right now, even with our astrology, we're kind of in this void before we're resting. We're taking a break right now before the next thing starts. And it can be uncomfortable just to be like, I'm going to relax.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Well, and especially because we were talking, I'm a Pitta Ayurvedic dosha type, right? So I am fire and this is my season and I don't feel like I'm in between anything, man. I feel lit, right? But it's learning to manage that energy, because if I don't balance it with being on my magic carpet, with cooling and relax, I think you even talked about this in the energy update, like last week, about just cool. And I was like, oh, that's totally me, Renee, because I've got to cool it down.
Balance. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That energy, because this energy, and I'll talk about this a lot about like with buffering food, with food and stuff and going out, that it's almost that positive energy, this Pitta high vibe creation. I'm on fire. I am lit energy that I didn't know what to do with. You know, instead of speaking and doing a live and inspiring people, I was like, let's go to the bar and drink and everyone party and, you know, party addy. And then all of a sudden you're 48 and you're like, okay, this isn't so cool anymore. I'm sitting here with all these old dudes bellied up to the bar dying and we're not having so much fun anymore, right? Like, what, right. Like, what is this? So anyhow, it's that energy that, but I had been trained, and as Americans were trained that way, right? How do you celebrate? This is how you're yes. shown. So creating fun and creating everyday adventures, I like to call them, outside of, and that can be as simple as I go play resort Addie, right? And go like sit in a pool, right? That, you know, at like a local resort down the street or whatever, or, you know, like go to a coffee shop I haven't been to and just write and watch people and, or a new mountain, you know, like simple things. Oh, you talked about that and inspired me the other day too. I'm like about, the rain, you know, the simple things like stopping in the rain and listening to the rain on the roof. And okay. It's just how magical all those little things can be when you're in tune.
When you're in tune. So you mentioned briefly, and it went through really quick. So, but I thought, can you talk a little bit about the buffering before you go out to eat? Because this sounds fascinating.
Yes. Yeah. So buffering, like not feeling our emotions, right? And that's why I didn't hear my inner guide. That's how I ended up in my 300-pound ball of misery. Instead of listening to my soul in there that wanted to just get out and do all of this, that wanted to be here and inspire you to maybe go meditate and learn how to take care of your body. And like, how can I do these things? Like, we think it's impossible to like come up with a way we can do that. Instead of listening to her that was put here to do this, I was eating and drinking, making all the money, beachfront home, all the things that were supposed to make me happy. And I was miserable. So what did I do? I buffered it because I thought, oh, I should be happy. Something's wrong with me, right? I have all the things and I'm not happy and something's wrong with me, because I was miserable well before my mom dying of cancer and the move and all of that. I was miserable in Hawaii, in my beachfront home with my big, you know, big job and all of that stuff. And so not knowing what to do with that, not understanding that this is like our guidance system, being our soul that is here to help. I like to think of it like this, Renee. The only way our soul could communicate with us, because our soul is infinite, has all the knowledge in all the universe. It is God. It is the universe. But it's too much for us to have that in these bodies. So the only tools our soul was given to communicate with us are our emotions and feelings in our body. And so when we're not listening to these feelings, we're not listening to our soul. And how else can we communicate? And then we can't hear, and then we can't expand to higher dimensions and have those other experiences, because we don't want to feel anything at all. Our society has set us up perfectly to eat and drink ourselves into a dopamine hit, misery of a death, of cancer, of obesity, of all these autoimmune diseases that are on the forefront, to not hear our souls, you know. And we're going to change that, whether it's through weight loss and me helping people stop buffer, or through someone seeking money and being like, oh, that's just me being in alignment.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Did I answer the question?
You absolutely did. And and it comes back to being in alignment. Yourself in alignment, doing the things you need to do, your yoga, your meditation, your exercise, for whatever that is. Every person is slightly different. But then finding out what those things are, so you get to try out a bunch of fun things to figure out what it is that does keep you in alignment, who the people are, who you want to be. And you briefly at the beginning, you talked a little bit about the future self too. So and I love this idea so much, because this is how I think too. So can you just break it down briefly? We only have a couple minutes left, but I want to make sure that we get this future self stuff in.
Yeah. And you know, that probably would have been helpful if we, did we even introduce me as Slayer? Because like, so you guys, I go by Slayer of Namaslayer. And Addie B is my real name, I guess you would say, but I've become Slayer. So Slayer was my future self I created. I couldn't yet imagine myself anywhere less than like 260 pounds, really. Like I, that was about as far in the future as I could see myself, you know? So I created this alter ego, and she kind of turned out to be based on Black Widow a little bit, just because I found her on clearance at a checkout aisle and she looked cool. She looked cool. And she had short blonde hair like I did at the time. I was like, all right, we'll go with that. I even got a sword and leather and all that stuff. I'll show you my pictures. So anyhow, I really started to do a lot of future self creation, and I've always been a vision boarder, but I hadn't, not to the sense where I would start to write out what that future would look like and really do like the what ifs and start to believe in the possibility. And this is what I think I'm probably so good at, is helping people believe that it's possible. Because I show people, when we were talking about being in alignment, I'm not always in alignment. And I show people when I'm not. And I show them when it's pretty, and I show them when it's not pretty. I'm like, I'm bearing it all, because I want you to know, when you're in that ball of misery or when you're out of alignment, it doesn't mean you're going to stay out of alignment. You just got to believe. And the future self is believing. And what do I want that next phase to look like? And that's where my week of signs came out of, me looking at my vision board that I have over there and being like, wow, you know what? I have this like before and after picture of this girl that lost 100 pounds. And I was like, this is old. Like I've been there, done this vision board. And I looked over at the one next to her. I'm like, oh, except for the international travel, and the universe has grounded my RV, and I'm in a wanderlust retreat creation thing that I'm debating, is this the right path? And I just immediately got lit up, just like I did talking about it. And the universe saying, of course it is. You're right where you're supposed to be. And so anyhow, that's all future self too. You know, it all comes together, being able to believe it's possible, like you said earlier, you know. Yeah. The believing is the big thing. And this is when women, I think where we usually start is starting to dream, and we create our alter egos. And I like to do it from a fantasy level, because we won't dream like that. We won't like create someone like Black Widow. We'll create someone we've leveled down to who we think we are with all our limited beliefs. You know, we don't know how to dream anymore. We stopped somewhere around, I don't know, 20, you know, like maybe a little bit later than that, but what, you know, I'm going to get the house and the car and all these things. So in the job, and then you get there and what, we just like retire and go out to pasture.
Yeah, totally. And then the feeling of that time, is this it? Is like this all there is? And then we have more drinking, more depression, more eating. And then we just spiral on back down. And if you are questioning right now and you're listening to this, is this all there is? I guarantee you that there's so much more, so much more. So
much. And it's coming for you because you're listening to us.
Because you're listening. Watch out.
We're coming for you, sister.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, witches and bitches, we gotcha.
Oh my goodness. This has just been fantastic. So if you would like to learn more about Addie, she has a free introduction to meditation course. We love anything free. Thank you so much for passing that on.
Absolutely.
And then also she's giving listeners, Abundology listeners, 22% off a coaching session through the end of July. And I'll put links to both of those in the podcast notes. And this has just been so enjoyable. Thank you so much for sharing your wonderful self with the world.
Oh, thank you, Renee. I appreciate you having me on. As always, it's been a pleasure. And I'm lit up. I'm going to go create some amazing stuff now. Thank you.
Yeah, I love it. Me too.
Woo! Let's do this.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we'll talk to you again next time.